Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Welcome to episode 192 of the It's Obvious podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Preston Pugh, and I am joined by one of my very best friends, Jacob Alka.
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm great. It's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been a little while. Approximately going on 3 weeks now, I think.
Yeah. A little over 3 weeks. I think this is the longest that I have not been on the podcast, but I'm back now.
Yeah. We got a lot of feedback. Well, nobody liked you, so we thought we'd do a few episodes without you.
Right, yeah.
It was a lot of positive feedback, but Garrett can't be here, so we're kind of stuck with you now.
Yeah,
so
I'm filling in for Garrett.
Yeah. But that's absolutely not true. We missed you a bit, but yes, Garrett, as you can obviously tell, is not here. We're not on video either. We're having to communicate over the internet.
Yes.
So pointing out the obvious here, but that's what's going on this time.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So definitely it'll be a little bit different. A lot more coming up with stuff on the spot. Definitely have some new stories. Some somewhat cool things happened this past week. I don't know if we're really gonna, I don't even know if I can remember if anything crazy happened the week that we missed, but all our schedules are crazy. So we are extremely sorry about missing last week again.
Yep, and we almost missed this week too.
Almost. So we're doing it at the last minute here, but hopefully this upcoming week, we can all three of us get on track again and just keep going. Indeed. But anyways, with all that stuff out of the way, how you been, man?
I've been great, man. So I went to Colorado. That happened. There was lots of snow. It was cold. I slid on the snow on a board. It's this thing called snowboarding. Yeah, it was pretty wicked.
That's crazy.
So have you ever been snowboarding, Preston?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
Well, you've skateboarded.
I don't even think I've seen enough snow to even do that. Yes, I have skateboard.
Okay. Well, it's basically the same, except obviously you're on ice and it's slicker. So I actually think I got better at snowboarding than I was at skateboarding. It's like I would have thought I was the other way around, but like the first day I've spent a lot of time just busting my ass. Like I was just falling all the time. I was getting really, you know, discouraged because I suck so bad. But then I went out second day. I got a lot better. And then by the third day, you know, I was sliding down the slopes like
you were the Tony Hawk of the ice.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, it was a really
fun trip.
Isn't
that Sean White? He's the Tony Hawk of the ice.
Yes.
Or the snow, I guess.
Of the ice. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great trip. It was like up until this point, the farthest west that I had been in the States was it's Kansas. So not very far. So I flew all the way out to Denver. We stayed one night in Denver. Actually had the best waffle, one of the best waffles I've ever had in my life at this little tiny Denver diner. Sorry, my phone was throwing me off. I got to mute that thing. But yeah, it was just so delicious. Had these bananas on it and it was like made in this rum sauce. And then with, you know, obviously some maple syrup on top, but it was, it's delicious. But yeah, we spent one night in Denver, then we kind of explored the city the next day, then we drove out to Breckenridge and spent the whole trip out there. It was a good time, and had a lot of good food, all that jazz.
Sounds really cool, Jacob.
But that's where I was while you guys were, I guess, covering in my absence.
Yeah, while we were over here just working, doing normal boring stuff, you were out tearing up the slopes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I should have been doing because I spent a lot of money and I'm kind of, you know, regretting it, but you know, I had a good experience, so you know,
nice.
It is what it is. I don't really regret it. I just, you know, spending a lot of money hurts sometimes.
No, I completely understand. I feel
you. But anything new with you, or you know, you can just jump into what you played this week or whatever you want to talk about.
Oh man, not too much. Like I said, a lot of work's picking up. Going out of town a lot more than normal. I was in Memphis this past week, so that was fun. I was able to actually bring my Switch and PS4, break myself away from the PC for about a week so I can focus on some games on the consoles there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually fun. I actually enjoy every now and then getting out of town and just going back to a hotel room and not have to worry about anything, like know, dishes or laundry or anything. You can literally all you have to do. Yeah, essentially, it's just literally all you have, all you can do or have to do is just sit there and either look at your phone or you can play video games, and you don't feel guilty about it or anything because there's literally nothing else to do.
Right.
So that's a very good feeling. Back in the day, man, like when I was out in Texas for over like the month, I think it was like either a year or two ago, I got like the BioShock collection, and I went through and like platinumed all of them because I just had nothing else to do. So yeah.
Didn't you buy one of those little cases that had the TVs and you could like pack your PlayStation into it as well?
Yeah, I did that for Fallout 4 because me and Garrett had to drive up to Indiana when that came out. And it's a long trip.
I just can't imagine like traveling like on an airplane with a console.
Yeah. Oh, we drove to go up there. So.
Oh, gotcha. That's a long drive.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. That's why I wanted to buy that. So yeah. I could play Fallout 4 and not just be thinking about it the entire time.
Exactly. Good on you.
Yeah. But anywho's, man, I've played quite a bit of games this week.
Yeah.
And I know the big one that everybody's talking about right now is Anthem, and we definitely will get to that. I would like to get kind of the smaller things out of the way, because I'm sure me and you definitely have some things to say about Anthem, and I don't think we've literally talked about it at all. Yeah, I don't think I've said a sentence to you or anything about Anthem. I haven't
spoken to you about any of it, so.
Yeah, so I'm interested in your thoughts on that. But leading from last week, I finished Metro Exodus.
Oh, okay.
I was about halfway through when I talked about it on the podcast 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. I don't really have my feelings. I feel the exact same way as I did about essentially everything I said last week. The only thing else that I can say, is that I wasn't the biggest fan of the ending. I thought the ending portion in terms of story and gameplay was a little underwhelming, especially the gameplay segment. It's been out for a while. So if you don't want any spoilers, literally just skip ahead 10 seconds or close your ears for 10 seconds or just scream for 10 seconds so you don't hear this. But the game ends with like a stealth section.
Okay.
And it was kind of just anticlimactic. I don't know. Like I thought it would end in like a bigger jam, deal. Yeah, but it wasn't a very good one, okay, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
It would have been way cool. Like, it was cool, but I wouldn't end the game on that.
Sure.
But besides that, I really, really enjoyed it. And I might eventually go back and play it on a hard difficulty. Like, there's a Ranger hardcore where it's, you know, a lot harder, ammo's more sparse and stuff. I might go play that eventually down the road, but as it is, I really like it. So yeah, that's really all I have to say. If you want to hear a lot more in-depth detail and me and Garrett talk about it, go check out the last podcast we did.
So quick question, when you started the game, were you like, did you have like high expectations for this game, or like, did it meet, or is it kind of like what you expected from a Metro?
No, it's exactly what I expected.
Okay.
I didn't have insane expectations for this game because I really enjoy the Metro series, but I don't think it's an incredible series. I think it's a really fun, just really cool series that I enjoy. So I've seen a lot of people have problems. I even a YouTuber I follow, or not necessarily follow, but I'm subscribed to him. I don't even remember his name, honestly. He had to stop playing the game after like 6 hours because his game bricked. So he gave it a pretty bad review. But I had none of those problems. Of course, I had a few glitches, but nothing to the point where I couldn't progress anymore or anything like that. And I think me and Garrett had a discussion about this, if this game was considered double A or whatever. And as I thought about it more and played it more, I definitely can see that where graphically there are some things that are astounding. There are some some animations out of nowhere, like extremely wonky, and some of the voice acting is pretty bad, and there are some wonky things that do feel kind of double A about it.
Yeah, I heard a lot of complaints about the English voice acting.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's fine. It's what Metro is, though. Like, I wasn't expecting it to all of a sudden be incredible.
Yeah,
you know, it was just fine. I do know a lot of people recommend you switch it to Russian. So I guess I could have done that, but it didn't bother me enough to do that. Yeah. So
wasn't there like another game that came out like in the last couple of years that just had awful voice acting? Was it Andromeda?
I don't know if
Andromeda that was facial had awful animations.
Voice acting. It was facial animations.
Yeah. Oh my god! Do you remember that?
No, like, I do.
It was a nightmare.
I remember. I think I told y'all a while ago that Andromeda, for a while, I would play it up for a little bit every single week. Mm-hmm. Just because I thought the combat was kind of fun,
yeah.
But I eventually stopped that. So I that was definitely a lot more fresh in my mind. Mm-hmm. But yeah, unless you have any other questions about Exodus, that's pretty much it. I know a lot of people are, you know, protesting it or waiting for Steam or whatever, or waiting for a sale. But, I think if it just looks interesting, or if you enjoyed the first, Metro games or post-apocalyptic games in general, I definitely recommend this game and to pick it up at some point.
Yeah,
for sure. So anyways, there was that Kingdom Hearts.
Hey.
I haven't beat it yet.
Come on.
Dude, I am so close. I'm at the end.
Yeah.
I'm like at the final boss, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fighting a lot of things. So yeah. I'm assuming I'm getting towards the end. Yeah. So that was one of the games that I really wanted to get through when I was at the hotel. And another game ended up taking a majority of my time when I was there. But yeah, I did play more Kingdom Hearts. I'm not looking at a ton of videos or a lot of explanations as to why people are disappointing with it yet. I want to beat it first.
Yeah.
But as of what I've played, it's fun. I'm having fun with mm-hmm. it.
I mean, I guess I can go ahead and talk about it a little bit since I beat it.
Yeah.
I haven't talked about it since I beat it.
Yes. Yep.
So, like I just said, I beat it. At first I was really happy with it, but the more I thought on it, the less happy I am with the game. And in order for me to like fully express my thoughts, we would need like a spoiler talk to really dive into it. So, I mean, unfortunately I can't like talk about everything that I'm disappointed with, but I don't even want to get into it, honestly. Like, it's just like I enjoyed Kingdom Hearts 3 for what it was, I guess, but I feel like it should have and could have been so much more than it ended up being. I mean, it a lot of people have been saying this, but it just feels like an old game that should have came out like, you know, 10 years ago, and it should have. Like, honestly, there's no reason why it should have taken this long to get this game out. There's several things that I have a problem with. They're mostly story related, but I wish the Disney worlds, they just felt so inconsequential, I guess. Like, you go to them at the beginning of the game, right? And then once you go to them, you're done. And they almost felt like they were just tacked on. And you could argue that they've always felt like that, but I just felt like in the previous, at least the two main entries, and I wanted to, it just felt a little more important, I guess.
I mean, there was kind of a narrative that was leading the organization and Maleficent and Pete kind of through the worlds.
They just felt completely useless in this game. Pete and Maleficent.
Yeah, I like it. I'm towards the end and I still have no clue what their point is.
Yeah, they literally spend the whole game doing one thing and then looking for something. And then whether or not they find that is, I'm not gonna say, but
okay.
I mean, the game's fun. I don't know, like, it's, I mean, well, with Apex out, it's definitely not my game of the year. I mean, even I think I even liked RE2 more than it, honestly, and that's coming from a guy who loves the Kingdom Hearts series. It's,
oh, I mean, I for sure did.
I mean I'm still like debating it in my head. Like, I know it's like really early to be talking about your game of the year, but I always have this like debate within my head as the year goes on. And I don't know. It's like, I thought like going into the game, I was like, no doubt this is going to be my game of the year. Like, I've been waiting for this game for so long, and it's just, there was a lot of things that I had a problem with, which I would love to talk about later at a, you know, when more people have played it.
Now, are you excited about this? I haven't read anything about it, but I did read a headline that there was some free and paid DLC coming, and I know they're going to add a critical mode. Is that interesting to you at all?
Not so much the critical, but the DLC, if it's story, of course. Definitely want to, because another problem I have is the ending, which we're not definitely not going to talk about, because for one, you haven't even played it, and for two, it's completely spoiler. But like if the DLC adds on to the ending, then I would be happy with that. But I heard rumors that it's going to be like about maybe Shion or something, which is one of the organization members. Yeah, you had to have played one of the side games to know who she was.
Okay. Well, but, cool, man. Yeah. I guess that's why I'm a little more high on it, and I just don't understand, because I have an extremely limited grasp of what's actually going on. So I'm just fighting stuff and smacking stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is fine.
Don't get me wrong. So, like, I love lots of parts of the game. Like, it's a fun ass game to play. The I think the part that you're in right now is like, it's awesome. Like, it's everything that I want as a fan of the series, but just like, there's other parts that just kind of, you know, hamper it for me.
Yeah, I understand. So I guess we can talk about that more later as more people play it or whatever. Don't want to spoil it too much, like you said. But the game that's been completely taking up all my time the past 2 weeks is Hollow Knight.
Hollow Knight, really?
Hollow Knight is incredible. It's amazing. It's the best Metroidvania game I've ever played.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know where to begin with Hollow Knight. For a game, especially a 2D Metroidvania, to completely take over my life, that has to say something about it. And I know I'm late to the train, and it's like, everybody's already been going on about Hollow Knight for over a year now, so I'm definitely late. I don't know if I said late to the train, late to the party. I guess that they both work, but I know I'm definitely way behind. But I just had a weird, like, I just saw another screenshot of, or no, it was the news story about the DLC for Hollow Knight becoming just a sequel. And I just thought, I was like, I should just get this on Switch. I'm going out of town. I'm going to have a long trip up to Memphis, so I might as well just get this. And dude, two nights before I even left for Memphis, I couldn't put it down.
That's awesome.
I'm at the very end. I'm about to go fight the final boss. But the thing I love about it so much is that it kind of follows a traditional Metroidvania. You can go different places at the beginning of the game, and depending on which upgrades you get at which time, allow you to access other areas. There's like pretty much just, you start off with being able to jump and attack, and you can eventually upgrade your nail, which is like your sword, to be more powerful, unlock additional moves that you can do with it. You could unlock dashes, being able to jump off walls, hang onto walls, do these super dash things, swim in some water you weren't previously able to swim, just, you know, things like that. Yeah. But it's just, it's so, the game is just done so well, and it's hard. Like, it's very hard. Not like, I wouldn't say Dark Souls hard, but it is definitely a massive challenge, and you'll be throwing yourself at some of these bosses multiple times, and it's just so satisfying to get them, because it's the perfect balance of difficulty. I never felt one time that any of the bosses were just like BS cheap, like you just have to learn their patterns and stuff, and it's just very satisfying to finally take them down. But I just love the world, the art style, the soundtrack. It is so depressing and sad. Everything in the game is so sad, dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's this place you get that's kind of in the middle of the map called the City of Tears, and it's just raining the entire time. And there's just like the score in the background, just mainly of piano. And it is just, it is so beautiful and sad at the same time. And it's just like I was mesmerized by that area, like just how it made me feel. Yeah, it's just you're just this. I don't even understand too much what's going on in the story. I'm excited to kind of look at some lore videos and stuff because you have to go out of your way to really understand what's going on in the world. But yeah, I'm just a little confused on how to really talk about it anymore. Because it really is. It's just a really freaking awesome Metroidvania game. Like, that's really all I can say about it.
Would you recommend this? Like, is this a must play?
Oh, yes. 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 100%. Play this game.
How much is it on Switch?
It's $15. Mm. The thing is, though, is that you can... I found on Reddit that you can switch your Switch account to a Mexican account and pay for it in their currency, and it's like $8, and then you just switch your account back to the United States. So I did that, so I only spent $8 for it. But the game is 1,000% worth $15 for sure.
I've been looking for something new to play on my Switch when I'm on the road. So
yeah, I recommend it so much. It's like I said, I haven't had a game like this just completely just take over all my gaming time.
Yeah,
so that's cool, highly man. Recommend it. Yeah, really like it. So sorry I don't have too much else to say about it.
I mean, you got me interested.
Yeah, it's really really freaking great. So, and it's
like
it,
I've heard the same things that you were hearing when you were, you know, when you saw the DLC, like, and you've heard that people have always praised the game. It's like, it's one of those games that I eventually wanted to get to. I just didn't know, like, you know, when I was.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time thinking of what really, I think it's overall, the gameplay is so fun and it's so rewarding, but the world, man, I think that's what really got me. It's just so unique. The art style is beautiful. It's just hand-drawn.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is fantastic. And like I said, it just gives you this sense of just sadness. And like the whole world has just like gone to crap or whatever. And it's kind of creepy at some points and stuff. I don't know, dude. It's great. Check it out. Please check it out. It's so good.
Preston, have you played Celeste yet?
I have not, but come on, man. You can need to Celeste. Now. Once I finish Hollow Knight, I definitely will probably want to play something kind of 2D platformy. So
Celeste, I definitely is might so check good. That out. You got to play it.
That's probably the. I know that has to deal with depression and stuff, but yeah. Based on at least the art style and stuff, that's an entire different like world than what Hollow Knight is.
Oh, yeah. It has a lot of happy moments too.
So. Yeah, that's good. I have not had any happy moments in Hollow Knight yet at all. But
so if someone is like really depressed, would you recommend this game for them?
It's like, not depressing. It's just sad.
Yeah, it just has like it's a just somber
the
tone.
The world is just, it's very dark.
Yeah.
And there are some cool, funny characters, though, that you meet. Like, there's this one guy, I forget his name, but you're constantly finding him throughout the game stuck in, like, spider webs or getting beat up by an enemy, and you always save him, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, I was about to take him down, like, thanks. And he's kind of funny. But like I said, I very much look forward to kind of looking into some lore videos and really like get a full grasp on what other people think about what's kind of going on and stuff. Yeah, so yeah.
Keep us updated.
So yeah. Oh, for sure. I'll definitely have it beat by next podcast. So then after that, I played quite a bit of The Division 2. Not played a little bit of the open beta. This past weekend, I actually believe it's still going on right now. I believe it's March 1st through the 4th, I think.
Well, when this goes live, it'll probably be over, right?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. But I played a ton, and by a ton, I mean, I think 8 or 9 hours of the VIP beta that took place last weekend.
Okay. Just to interject, I played probably 3 hours this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I can.
That's great. We can both talk about it. Yeah, I played through all the main missions that were available. I played a mission that took place in the Dark Zone, and I just ran around and explored and shot a bunch of stuff too. But I really enjoyed what I played. It, I think, like I said, the last time I played The Division, it doesn't feel, at least what I've played so far, drastically different.
It feels like than, The Division.
Yeah, it feels like The Division with some things added in terms of some of the skills you do. They work a little differently. The only new one I think I got to play with was the Chem Launcher. Mm-hmm. Which there are two variants of that, or two that we could actually play with. There was some foam that would shoot out that would catch enemies in it, and that they wouldn't be able to walk. And then there was a gas that you could shoot to ignite enemies on fire.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. One thing I didn't like about that, though, is after you shoot it, you have to reload it out of cover. So you would constantly just get nailed,
yeah,
just standing there. So hopefully they fix that. But yeah, it's fun shooting people. I skipped all the story stuff because I didn't want to watch it until I actually had the game. I'm excited for it.
I think the world is pretty cool. I love how it's not like wintry and just dark. It's full of vibrant colors and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't really like blown away from what I played. I mean, like I said earlier, it's The Division, and I've never been like a huge fan of The Division. I was like, here's a good example. Like, even just using my abilities, like I had the little seeker mine drone, and then I also had like the one that rolls, right? And then I also had like the drone that flies. And I was using those, and I was like, yeah, this is okay, but like none of them really felt good to use to me. But I think that's just like a me problem. Like I'm just not a fan of like The Division's like skills, how they're just like, I don't know, tech pieces or whatever. Hold on, my brother's making a lot of noise. You say something.
That was fun. Granted, I didn't look at all of the skills, but I'm sure that there are some that are unlocked. Like I remember in the first Division, there was the, you could kind of play as a medic and you would be able to shoot out like a dart that would have an AoE that people could stand in and heal. So I'm sure that's either back in the game or a variant of that is back in the game. That kind of can, you know, it'll feel more different because I do agree with you. The ones that are available, I believe, was the drone, the Chem Launcher, the Seeker Mine. Just they all kind of do this, kind of do the same-ish things. So yeah. I definitely get where you're coming from.
I guess
from.
Like just coming off of Anthem, like I think something that game does really well is that your abilities are really fun to use. And I don't know, Division didn't really do that for me. But like I said,
whereas I feel like Anthem is more focused on the abilities as the shooting, as opposed to The Division being more about the shooting than the abilities.
I don't know. It just kind of stuck out to me while I was playing it. But I mean, like I said, I love the world. I've always liked Division's like cover based shooting. I think it's done really well. It feels good. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of cool customization this time around. I'm sure they're not going to mess that up. There'll be a lot of cool weapons. Did you try the Dark Zone? Was that in the demo?
There was a mission to go like map out the Dark Zone.
Okay.
That's all I did.
Gotcha. So did you like see any players in there?
No.
Okay.
I think it was just kind of a mission to familiarize yourself with the Dark Zone. Like I did get a piece of loot and I had to extract it, but it was purely as like a tutorial.
Sure.
And I never went back to the Dark Zone, so I'm not even sure if that was available like with other players in the beta at all. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to get this when it launches. Don't know if I'm going to be really invested. I might like play through the single player and, you know, call it quits there. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm really hyped for the end game, knowing that this is going to have raids and stuff from launch. At least I think from launch. I do know it will have raids. But from what I've played, I really want to get invested, you know, in this game. I really enjoyed the first Division, and from what I've played so far, I pretty hyped to play it.
If I end up joining it,
personally,
then, you know, I'm with you.
Cool, man. I actually got my code today for the Division 2, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, already.
I'm building my father a PC.
What?
Yeah, for his work, and his CPU came with a free copy of The Division. So,
nice, dude.
You could say that he bought me a copy of The Division.
Your daddy's still buying you games?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just building him a work computer. Dude, his laptop is like a jet. It is the oldest, loudest laptop I've ever heard in my entire life. Is it
louder than a PS4?
Yes. like not even close.
Yeah. I used to have a laptop that was really loud too.
Way louder than a PS4. Mm. It's louder than my PS4 was when I was playing Monster Hunter.
Dude, I used to have a laptop that would overheat all the time, and it was so loud that I like bought one of those things you can put under it that blows cool air up into the laptop to cool it off. And you plug it into the USB of the laptop to run it. It was hilarious.
Nice. I used to play I'm getting him a Ryzen CPU. So I've never got one of those before. So no graphics card or anything. Just going to use the integrated Vega 11 graphics with it, because all he'll be doing is browsing and doing taxes and paying save a lot bills of money. And all this adult stuff. So yeah, it'll be fun.
Nice.
I like doing that stuff. You're but yeah, got a copy of Division. Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Very cool.
Yeah, dude, 4 gigs of RAM, man. It's going to be a freaking beast, dude. For what he's doing, it definitely will be very, very good for what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But anywho, yeah, got my copy of the Division that way. So excited for that.
It comes out like mid-March, right?
Yes. I think not next week, but the week after. Next Friday. Or this coming Friday is Devil May Cry 5.
Yes, it is. Are you getting that?
Of course I'm getting that.
Is it only on PS4 and Xbox One?
PC as well.
Oh, well.
Actually, some very good deals on that game, PC-wise. I think Grand Man Gaming, the last time I checked, had it for $45.
What? Okay, I'm buying it tonight.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Did you play the demo at all?
Nope.
Okay. Very cool.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah. I'm super, super pumped to play it.
Did you play the demo on PC?
I played it on PS4. Oh. I'm still not... I haven't decided yet what I want to get it on.
Okay.
So, I don't know if I'm going to be going out of town. I need to kind of see if I'm going to be going out of town in the near future, because that's definitely a game that I would want to take with me to, you know, really, really get into with in a hotel room.
Sure.
So, I guess we'll see. Regardless, I will be getting it Friday. I just have to figure that out. But besides all of that, Anthem came out.
It did.
And me and you both, I think, put in some decent time into it.
I did, yes.
I beat the main narrative that was there. You beat it today?
Yeah.
Cool. I beat all the agents contracts as well.
I didn't do that.
I think there might be one other side mission that I've left undone, and then I did all of the strongholds as well.
Oh wow, so you did pretty much everything.
I can actually pull up Origin right now and tell you how much time that I've put into it. I'm pretty sure I've at least put 40 hours into it.
Okay. Wow, it's probably more than I did by a long shot.
I have played Anthem for, come on, show me. I've played Anthem for, okay, never mind. I played it for 30 hours.
I played 25. Okay.
Okay. We're about the same thing. But anyways, since I've been talking on for so long, kind of give me your feelings having beaten the main narrative.
Okay. So what I like about the game, or you just want to talk about the narrative or what?
Or I guess just in general. Yeah, just in general.
So what I like about the game, I love the javelin that I picked. I love the storm javelin. It's a lot of fun to play. I think all the elemental abilities are really cool and they add a lot of unique gameplay. I like every class has the primal and like, what are they called? The detonator and the primer.
Oh, the primer and ignition or
I think it's primer and detonator. But I love that whole system and comboing like that. It's really satisfying to pull those off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's about all I like in the game. I hate to say it. It took me a while to kind of admit that. At first, I was really enjoying like the loot and I enjoyed the world at first, and I even enjoyed the fort and the character interactions I was having at first. But the more I played it, the more I just started to get kind of sick of it, honestly. All the guns don't really feel good to use. And I know the game's really, you know, skill-based and using all your spells and whatnot and your abilities. But I feel like the guns are so important to nail. And this game, it's like half the battle, and they just don't feel satisfying to me. It's not like Destiny where, you know, each gun archetype feels unique and like they all feel like they hit enemies and they like have a real impact when you use them. These guns, they just kind of feel like you're shooting walls and like nothing, like, you know what I mean? Like there's no real impact when you kill things.
No, I know exactly what you mean. And I feel exactly the same way. A lot of enemies that you shoot, there's no, like you said, just satisfaction. It could be a lot of problems.
Like, there's not a lot of like sound. I think like you could have better sound design. You could just have better looking weapons. Like it could go on and on. Like
I think all the weapons kind of feel and look the exact same.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. So that's a little disappointing. I feel like a lot of the characters, what would you call it? Just like dialogue within the city is just kind of useless, I guess.
I think the voice acting and mocap is done extremely well.
Yeah, like they're captured well. You can tell they put a lot of effort into it because there's some things that are really good about it, but I don't know. There's a lot of them just don't feel significant for me to really care enough to hear what they're saying. Like I oftentimes just kind of wanted to skip them because I just didn't care. And like, I don't know, something about the story wasn't pulling me in like it does in other looter shooters.
And I totally got a sense of, oh God, we need to throw in some choices here just to make it feel like a BioWare game.
But they're
like,
not significant whatsoever.
No, not at all. They didn't even need to be in the game. They were absolutely useless. Having two things to say that don't do anything. It doesn't impact the story at all.
Yeah.
just completely pointless to even be there.
Dude, we don't have to talk about spoilers, but what was that ending? What was that? It was awful.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I'll
say is the main villain, like that's how he's going to go out. Like that's what happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you guys are going to finish the game, you'll see what I'm talking about.
By that point, I was just like, whatever.
Like, I actually just laughed when I realized that was it.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, that's it? Like, that was the mission? I actually died like four times in that mission. I was really hurting my team.
Yeah, that was a very, very long boss fight there at the end.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you said this far. Just like you, I think I even texted you. I paid for the Premiere Origin thing.
Yeah, I have it too.
Which I actually really like because I didn't have to buy the game.
Exactly.
I just kind of rented it. That's really awesome. So really like that. So I played it when that released, and I think I texted y'all the first night like I'm actually really enjoying this.
Yeah.
And I was. It was fun flying around there in the beginning, kind of looting up and stuff. And then after like a few days, I just realized like I'm doing the same thing over and over again.
You got
and
so
the combat's
samey.
Fine, and I'm fine with the samey combat if it's fun, which it is fun, but there's no carrot at the end of the stick for me in this game.
Mm-mm.
The in-game content is literally the strongholds on a higher difficulty. On a higher difficulty. Like, that's it. There's nothing new. Yeah. And the strongholds, I think, are the best parts of the game. They end with cool boss fights. One of the strongholds is just the last level of the game, which kind of sucks.
That sucks. I hate that level.
Yeah, but I mean, those were my favorite parts of the game. They were challenging, and just kind of felt fun. I like taking on a big boss there at the end.
Yeah.
And with the samey gameplay, you fight a lot of the samey enemies,
You brought that up. There's
these
titans. Kill the same things the whole game
so many times, dude. And the titans piss me off because there's a massive problem with hitboxes right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they fixed it, but it'll shoot out this ring of fire. And yep. I swear to God, I'm dodging this fire and it like still hits me.
I know.
And it's super irritating.
Then you overheat and you can't fly or do anything. It's so annoying.
But the biggest problem, like we kind of talked about just a second ago, is the loot system. You're not even seeing what you're getting when it's dropped. You have to either exit free roam or wait till you're at the end of the mission, and then you see what you get, but then you have to go to the forge to equip it, and it's all the same crap, dude. I even got when I got the Legion edition, I had a legendary weapon, and it had a gold decal on it, but it said it could like, well, when you reload it, your shields go up, which is, I guess it did, but I didn't notice it. Like in Destiny, when you're using an exotic weapon, you know that you're using a special weapon. Mm. I didn't feel like that at all. I've heard that
some of the Masterwork weapons are like really powerful and you can like notice that they do significantly more damage. But I think like none of them are like unique where they like have flashy effects or they look unique. They don't really have those characteristics. Okay,
well, let's say I get those. What do I do with them? Just do the stronghold again?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like I had no urge to even get those. But the biggest crime for me that really sucks that I noticed about a few hours in is that there's no armor.
Yep.
And
you can buy some.
That really irritates me that there's no armor drops. How you look is purely cosmetic and you can buy it with actual money.
Yep. That all you can do is buy.
I don't like that.
I think I've seen one Storm one that I can buy, and I did buy it with my in-game currency.
Yeah. And I was able to buy it, but
all you can do is paint it. Like there's no other armor.
I don't like that at all. I don't, Destiny. I love that loop of just every mission you're getting like a new helmet. You're constantly looking different and you're just picking up and swapping out stuff.
And even then, like there's a lot of same like looking gear, but there's so much of it that there's a lot of variety. At least compared to this. So, a lot of people say there's not enough gear in Destiny.
I just didn't have a loot. Like I didn't have a fixation. I had no urge to go get more loot in this game or... And because of that, I had no urge to really play this game again. Mm-hmm. I think it has a somewhat solid foundation. I really hope they fix the forge. I think they have to let it to where you can either go somewhere in the free open world or in the menu, change your weapons or something, change your abilities faster on the fly.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
That needs to be fixed. The Fort Tarsus sucks. I hate it. There needs to be a way to just access everything through a menu. They really need to speed that up. It just feels like such a hassle to play this game. I feel like I'm running around or waiting or doing something else more than I am actually playing the game.
And we haven't even talked about like all the problems, all the bugs they're having in the game, which were in the beta. They didn't even fix them in time.
Luckily, I haven't had too many bugs. The only ones I had in the beta were the like 90% loading bug, but that hasn't happened in the full release.
Yeah, luckily when I started playing, they fixed the loading problems, so I didn't have any of those problems. The one that I kept running into was the sound cutting out.
Yes, that happened to me quite
one
a few
night,
times.
That happened to me twice in one night. It's so aggravating. And I think it happened a total of 5 times while I was playing.
And it takes so long to get into through like matchmaking and getting everything set up. Just like, well, I'm not restarting. It took me 10 minutes to get here. So I'm just here and I'm just not going to listen to anything. Yeah. They definitely need to fix, like you said, the feel. I think it has something to do with their network or something, because I think half the reason for me, at least, is I had a lot of issues when I was actually hitting enemies. They would rubber band kind of be teleporting around, and that also kind of made shooting them a lot more just not as satisfying as well. Just some problems with that. Yeah, so I don't know. I have no urge to go back and play it again at all, unless mm-hmm. something, unless a lot of stuff has really changed, honestly.
I think this has a good foundation. I really do. I think the game's fun to play. I think it has a very long way to go for it to be like a thriving game that has a solid community around it. Because right now there's just not, I mean, I hate to like seem down on the game, but I have to be, because I need to be honest. Like, I don't feel like there's enough there for a community to be built around. I really don't. Like, people are going to get tired of that stuff very soon. Because there's, what is there, 3 strongholds, like you said earlier. There's, I think you get like maybe one, you might get a few contracts, legendary contracts every day. Then you have like that quest line after the main story. Like, what else is there after that? Like, you have the Grandmaster difficulties, but you're still doing that same stuff.
You're right? Still doing the same thing. I mean, I know once I beat the story mode, there was like a challenge to do. It was like, do 50 events.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm not doing that.
And I'm sure you get something cool from that, but...
No, you don't. You don't.
Oh, you don't?
It shows you what you get. You get some like masterwork, amber, and some coins. Oh, it's
crafting materials, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's not even anything crazy.
Is the crafting like randomized?
You get I crafted a little bit. From what I saw, you get blueprints, okay. And based on different types of amber, I believe you can actually up the rarity of some blueprints. Okay. At least I was able to go from uncommon to rare on a few of them. And then you just craft them in the forge, and you have them.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty much all I saw, at least. Yeah. But I didn't even say I played mainly as the Interceptor. And the Storm. I actually really liked the Interceptor. I liked the triple jump. I liked the melee attacks. Pretty much the detonator for the Interceptor was the melee attacks, either freezing mm-hmm. the enemy or putting them with toxic gas and then going up and hitting them.
Yeah.
So I did enjoy that.
I might try some strongholds if I'm feeling up to it, but I don't know how much longer I'm going to put into the game. I'm kind of just, you know, ready to move on. I'm sure
I had a lot funner in with my time playing the Division in the beta than I did with Anthem.
Okay.
So, and I don't want to juggle multiple types of that genre at one time. So yeah. I'm pretty much just going to put all my eggs in the Division basket, like I said, something happens with Anthem and there's just a ton of content and the in-game content super awesome and they just, you know, happen to fix a ton of stuff. But
yep,
yeah, that's pretty unfortunately mm-hmm. that's kind of where I am with that. It really sucks.
Is BioWare okay? Are they going anywhere?
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think they're going to get rid of it. They've already announced Dragon Age 4, or they teased it at least. I don't think they would have done that if they knew that they were going to get shut down. That wasn't too long ago, and that's at least what I tell myself to make myself feel better about it. But
it's kind of 2 misses now, Andromeda and now Anthem. You have to wonder, like, what's going on? I mean, this was a new genre for them, sure. But I don't know. Granted, I am not the best person to speak on this because I haven't played any Mass Effects. But mm-hmm. I have played Dragon Age. I played, what was it called? Inquisition? I played that one all the way through, and then I tried number 2 a long time ago, but I didn't play very much of it.
And, Dragon like Age 2 or Mass Effect 2?
Dragon Age 2, sorry.
Okay.
And, you know, those games are fine, but even those, like, they didn't blow me away. It's just, I don't know, I don't get that, like, BioWare mystique that everyone else does.
You need to play Mass Effect 2. That's on the list with, like, you having to play BioShock.
Remastered.
Those are two, like... in very, very important games that I think everybody needs to play.
I could just watch a YouTube video, you know?
Yeah, but like it's the whole point of Mass Effect 2 is based on you putting time into your crew, decisions that you make. Preston. It's not, it's old, but I bet you $1 million it holds up today. For sure. For sure.
I just don't know, dude.
You can do it. Dude, it's totally a game that you would like. It's totally a game that you would like. For sure. So I think you need to give it a try. Maybe you could get it for dirt cheap. Maybe. Probably. Yeah. I do think you'd like it a lot.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah. But yeah, I think they'll be fine, and hopefully they get this back on the right track. So, but yeah. Unless there's anything else that you played.
Yeah, there was one other thing. Actually a couple. I actually picked up Let's Go Pikachu again. I left off where I put it down for a few months now, which was Cinnabar Island, the 7th gym leader. Mm. Basically, you know that house that's on the island where you have to like go through it and you find all the research from Mewtwo and whatnot, and you have to get the key to the gym. I did that, and then I put it down again. Nice. I don't know if I'll go back. I want to go back to it, but I just every time I'm home, I don't want to play my Switch. You know?
Did you play this after?
No, this was actually before. It was while I was on my trip. I spent a lot of time playing my Switch on the plane and whatnot. Gotcha. That was fun. And we also played Smash and Mario Kart a little bit. I hate to talk shit because I'm a modest guy, but I embarrassed the people that I was playing Mario Kart with in Colorado. Like, I just smoked them. Didn't lose a single race.
Imagine what I would have done to him. I know. Jeez.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, God, Preston would just wipe the floor with these guys.
Yeah.
But, I still continue to believe that Mario Kart is the best party game of all time. It's just
perfect. Great.
And then I also played Apex Legends, of course. My God. Love Apex so much. I'm getting kind of antsy. I want to see that battle pass. It's March now. Still haven't heard anything.
Have you seen the leaks for the new character?
I have. Yeah, that Octane guy.
Yeah, looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to see how this jump pad works. That's kind of a cool ultimate ability. Kind of something from Fortnite, but hey, Fortnite took the marking system now. So.
Yes.
I don't see why they can't just start stealing from each other. It can only benefit us. But yeah, I'm still having a ton of fun. I've switched from a Bangalore main to a Bloodhound main. Really enjoying Bloodhound right now.
Yeah, Bloodhound's my guy.
And when I can't play him, when someone else picks him, I go Wraith because of her tiny hitbox because of the chart that was released.
Yeah.
I will never play Gibraltar until that's fixed. No way. He's just much bigger. Like, and it's actually noticeable. I was watching a video and it's insane. I don't know how that slipped through. They definitely need to. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. Maybe you give him a little more health because I don't know how much you can slim him down, right?
Like, yeah. Or make his shield bigger or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Or the shield have more health. I don't know. But I mean, he's not the only fat character either. So it's an interesting issue for them to solve, but I'm sure they will. And what guns do you really enjoy using, Preston? Because I have like a few that I really love.
I love the Peacekeeper. And I love the Spitfire LMG.
Ooh, the Spitfire's good.
Yeah. And then the Hemlock, dude. Hemlock.
Single fire?
Or not Hemlock, my bad. The the gold shotgun. The Mastoff. Mastiff. Oh,
yeah.
Mastiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I am in games that I get the Mastiff, I'm 2-0 and winning.
Nice. Dude, I was in a 1v3 situation on top of the tower above Cascade, I think. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like the water place. It was one of those high up towers. So I zipline up. It was 1v3. I have the Mastiff in my hand. I kill all three of them, win the game. Mm-hmm. It was like the best moment of my life. I'm going to post the clip soon. But
with Iris Ninja, he informed me that with Shadow Play, you can have it constantly recording. I had no clue you could do that.
Yeah.
So that is, I really wish I would have had clips. That. Yeah.
I love the R99 SMG.
That's a good gun.
That's my go-to close range. I also have been using the EVA shotgun, the fully auto one.
Mm.
I kind of feel like it's more consistent than the Peacekeeper. Sometimes the Peacekeeper, if like it feels like you should hit someone and you don't, I don't know, it's weird. But I still enjoy the Peacekeeper. Like, I'll use it over the fully auto one, but like I've started to like get less picky. Like, If I pick up a gun early, I try to typically kind of use it if I think it's a decent weapon, just so I'm not like swapping shit all the time. Because when I was first playing, I was getting caught like dying because I was looting too much. I'm trying to like loot less and just focus on, you know, being alert and whatnot. Okay. Really love the R301 too. It's a great gun. Mm-hmm. The Hemlock, like you said, is fun. The Spitfire, of course, is great.
And I really like to use the R3 because I have that's the only gun I have a legendary skin on. Mm. So I like to look at it.
Yeah. And I just love the game. I've been streaming it a lot. It's been a lot of fun to play.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I need to play it more. I've just been so obsessed with all these single player games I'm trying to get through that I haven't had too much time to really go play that. But once I beat Hollow Knight and finish Kingdom Hearts and stuff, I'll probably be jumping back and forth between Apex and Devil May Cry. Yeah.
And Division.
So, yeah. There will be a time where I really get back into Apex again, for sure.
I'm sure when the Battle Pass comes out, you'll jump right back.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Can't wait for
that. I hope it's good. I really do. Like, it needs to be.
Yeah. I'm sure it will.
One thing I do have a complaint about, like, the leveling system. I don't know what level you are, but you get to a certain point where you're, like, never getting Apex packs anymore. Like, it'll be, like, 5 levels or 10 levels before you get another pack just from leveling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it slows down the higher you get. So it just feels like you're just kind of banging your head against a wall, you know, trying to get some free stuff when nothing's ever dropping.
Huh.
But
I did not know.
I don't know. It just kind of comes off as if you need to spend money to get cool stuff, which is fine. I mean, gotcha. It's a free game. I can only complain so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, love the game.
Well, very cool, dude. Anything else you played?
Nope.
Cool, man. Well, this is the Pokemon themed episode of the It's Obvious podcast. And, before we get into it, I know we're already an hour in, but please just check the description down below. Follow us on all our social media pages. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And please like this video if you are enjoying it. And please subscribe to us over on the Apple Podcasting app. We would greatly appreciate it. But with all that out of the way, like I said, this is probably the Pokemon themed episode. So Sword and Shield was revealed earlier this week or earlier last week during the during a 7-minute Nintendo Direct. But before that came out, we were blessed with the second trailer for Detective Pikachu.
Yes, we were.
Jacob, I don't know about you, but I freaking loved it, and I cannot wait for this movie.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Who would have thought Mewtwo was going to be in it?
I literally can't believe that this is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched the trailer probably 10 times now, and I'm just like, I can't even believe this is the universe that we live in right now. That this
movie
is going
to be huge. It's going to be huge.
Everyone I hope it's as good as it looks in these trailers. Even if it sucks, I still think I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But
can just tell it's going to be good. Like, I guess there's a chance that it could always be, you know, just feel like a jumbled mess and it's all over the place. But I don't know. I really feel like it has the polish and it just looks like a very entertaining story.
Yeah. And I love the way all the Pokemon look. I don't mind the fur.
All furry.
I don't mind the ones that look grotesque and stuff. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it all looks great. I think Pikachu looks. I want one. I want one of him really bad. Yeah, man. I don't really know what else to say based on the trailer. But
it's weird seeing Pokemon in like the real world. You know.
Yeah, and again, I think I said this when the first trailer came out, but when they announced they were doing a Detective Pikachu movie, like, I didn't think of... I thought it would just be, like, Pikachu, and he's, like, in the real world, and when we got that first trailer, and even with this one, we're seeing even more and more Pokemon, like, I had zero clue that it was going to be as in-depth like this in terms of the entire Pokemon world. Mm-hmm. So, just... absolutely mind-blowing. Like I said, if I could go back in time and show myself this as a kid, I think I would literally have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So at least I can see it now as an adult. like 20 years later. So, speaking of that, dude, I am helping my grandparents move right now, and I was going through one of their old drawers, and I found my old school copy of Pokemon Blue.
No way.
Yeah, going through their drawers. So I was super pumped when I found that.
Did you turn it on?
No, I'm trying to I have a Game Boy Advance somewhere in my closet. I just can't find it right now. Gotcha. I'll go through it. I didn't care like so much that I was going to destroy everything to find it, but
yeah.
I do have a Game Boy Advance somewhere, and I will definitely see if it still works or if my save is, dude, if my save is still there, which I don't know if those run on batteries or whatever, like the old NES cartridges did, or, but that will literally blow my mind.
Yeah.
Like you talk about nostalgia. Holy crap. I would love to just see what 6 Pokemon I had on me. Yeah. Last as a kid, like, oh, that'd be so cool. Mm-hmm. I actually need to go find that Game Boy now. I think I feel more inclined to do so.
Red and Blue, and I remember one of them had Missing No on it. I remember like saving
it. Oh, dude, you were doing that?
Oh, yeah.
I did that on like, I had a ROM of Red on my iPod Touch back when I was in high school, and I did Missing No on that, but I never did it on the actual cartridge.
I kept one of them clean. But I had the other one just in my, I think like my friend told me how to do it. And I was like, whoa, who is this guy, dude?
don't you get like infinite rare candies by doing it? That was the trick. Yeah.
Infinite master balls. It's great.
Yeah, for sure. Well, speaking of Pokemon games, we were also treated, like I said, with a Nintendo Direct for Pokemon Sword and Shield. And I know not too many details are out about that now. It is in the, and I don't have notes in front of me, so I'm purely working off my brain. So correct me if I'm wrong. It is the Galar region.
Yes.
I think that's what it's called. And it looks like it takes place kind of in a London type-ish area. Based on the trailers we saw, it looks like there's some mines and
some snow,
big cities, some snow and stuff. I know a lot of people are, and that's kind of the main topic that I really wanted to talk about relating to Sword or Shield. How do you, along with how you feel, one of the main complaints I'm seeing from quite a bit of people is that they are excited for this, but is this the evolution of the Pokemon series that you thought of? I mean, I don't think it's too big of an evolution. So I guess what I'm saying is, are you disappointed that they're not, this isn't the, I keep seeing this term, the Breath of the Wild version of Pokemon. Were you disappointed that this wasn't that?
I mean, a little bit, I guess. Like, I mean, yeah, like, I wasn't expecting it to be that, you know? So, like, I'm not disappointed, per se, but I would like to see, you know, just a huge, like, 3D open world that you're a Pokemon trainer. And, like, you literally just play Pokemon. Same that it's always been, but it's just a different, like, gameplay style. Mm-hmm. But obviously I'm not shocked. Like they've made the same kind of game. Game Freak's always done it. Like they've always done the same thing. Like they've made minor graphical changes, and this is the farthest they've gone from their original formula. And like they're doing weird things with the camera. Like there's actually, you know, there were several different angles throughout that trailer that, you know, definitely like showed strides as to something new, but yeah, I don't know if they'll ever. I mean, maybe one day, but
I don't know if Game Freak can do that.
Yeah, I know it's not a huge team
built for that to do something like
and
that.
And they're making multiple games. They're making that other game.
Yeah, I think they need to, and I believe I heard this from either another podcast, like Kind of Funny or something. But they made the comment of they need a. Studio like completely blanking on the name, dude. Crap. The studio that did like Xenoblade.
Monolith?
Yeah. They need some like help from some of those guys or a studio like that to really make that big RPG game like that.
Yeah.
So hopefully one day that'll happen. But like you, I wasn't surprised too much. Granted, we don't know too much in terms of the new systems. There were some leaks. Did you by any chance look into that?
I remember someone talking about them, but I don't remember too much about them.
About there might be some kind of like the Mega Evolution, some armored variants of like a Charizard.
Okay.
Things like that. I think there's, I'm completely blanking on what the other leaks are.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
It reminds me of, you're a big Yu-Gi-Oh guy, right?
I used to be very much a big Yu-Gi-Oh
guy.
So
the original series, do you remember the Metamorphosis or whatever it was called card that turned like Red Eyes Black Dragon into a metal dragon?
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of. And I hope there's a Charizard that looks like that.
The thought of a metal Charizard sounds like badass. One of the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Besides that, what do you think about the only other information we really have is the three starters, which we have, you know, the traditional fire, grass, water. We have a Grookey, Scorbunny, and Sobble. Who's the best, Jacob?
Well, first of all, Scorbunny is the worst name I have ever heard. honestly, I'm trying to decide between, I mean, it's hard to say because I usually pick based on the final evolution, but just going off their like first, I would either pick the grass or the water, and I'm kind of leaning towards the water.
Okay. So yeah, I see everybody for the most part. It looks like everybody's in the Sobble.
I like the grass one. Like I like that. He's a, what is he? A chimp or an ape or something?
He's a monkey.
But
he's something.
I think he has like a stupid beak on his face. He looks stupid.
he looks matches.
But again, I need to see their final evolutions. I can't make a decision right now.
Yeah, same here. As of now, if I had to pick right now, I would pick Grookey because I think he's getting too much shit. And I feel bad for him. I feel like everybody's either Scorbunny or Sobble. Mainly Sobble. I've seen people that kind of had the same feelings about that. They're the Grookey gang. Mm-hmm. So I guess right now I'm a part of Grookey gang. But just like you said, I definitely want to see their final evolutions. I'll probably end up being Scorbunny because I'm just a sucker for the fire type.
The fire's so good.
I just think they're always cool. But anyways, I found these leaks from somebody, I believe he was on 4chan, and they predicted that the game was called Pokemon Sword and Shield. So definitely take these with a grain of salt. But he said that it's Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield. The region is like Great Britain. The legendary Pokemon are a metal snake and a wooden horse. There are armored armored evolutions. There is an armored Charizard, armored Mewtwo, armored Flygon, and an armored Zerora. Do you know Zerora?
Yes.
Definitely a cool looking Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of him.
Wasn't that was it
Sun and Moon, I believe.
Yeah. Wait.
I think so.
So which one is he? Is he the lion?
He's the thunder. I don't think he's a lion.
That's not Sun and Moon.
Zerora is not a legendary or anything.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's like a lightning. Did I tell you I collect Pokemon cards?
Still?
Yeah.
I didn't know you still did it.
Yeah, I don't think I talk. I have tons. I was just doing the last set that came out called Lost Thunder, and Zerora is on the main cover of that.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if he was introduced before Sun and Moon or not, because they're still doing Sun and Moon sets right now. So hold on. Think he was.
How do you
Sun
spell this?
Zeraora.
What is this guy? I've never seen
this
guy before.
He's like a lightning dude.
Generation 7.
Okay, what is that?
That's
Sun and Moon. Sun and Moon. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I was right.
Why have I never seen him before?
I have the full art version of him and the GX version of him. He's pretty cool.
Wait. 1 second.
Then they have Meltan ties into Armored Evolution and Legendary Lore, which Meltan, I believe, was the new Pokemon introduced in the Let's Go series.
Mm.
But yeah, those are some, again, take those with a grain of salt. But those sound cool if they're true.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's all we got.
That's all we got. I'm pumped. I hope we can at least use the right analog stick in this game. If we can at least do that, I'll be more pumped.
I don't know if they want to give us that much control. Come on.
Yeah, I know. But hopefully we'll have some sort of camera control. I wouldn't worry. I've seen a lot of people a little bit worried about the cities being not as populated, but I'm not concerned about that really at all. I think for the presentation, I find it extremely hard to believe that we would just be running through these cities with zero people in them. Every Pokemon game ever has people in the streets that you can talk to and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm not concerned about that at all. But I am very excited. Are you getting Sword or Shield? That is the next big question.
Again, it's going to depend on the legendaries and the exclusives to each one, but probably Sword. I mean, why would you get Shield?
That's why I feel like I have to get Shield, because Shield's been getting crapped on so much. I'll be like the 1% of Pokemon players. I'll be starting with Grookey and playing on Shield.
What if Grookey turns into like some epic like water type and everyone's Grookey?
Epic water type.
Yeah. Just like some like really cool evolution.
Like, just but why totally would he be water? He's grass.
I thought Grookey was the water one.
No, Sobble.
Oh.
Sobble's the water.
My mistake.
I did read one leak saying that the final evolutions might have a different type.
Like a dual type.
A dual type.
Gotcha.
And also, I believe another leak said that there was a way to add another type to another Pokemon, to like make a Pokemon either dark or another type, to add a little bit to the strategy.
To anything?
Yes, that was in one of the leaks. That's insane. Again, who knows if people are just maybe talking out of their butt, but sounds cool for sure. I'm definitely up for any more mechanics that can kind of make the game a little bit more complex and more strategy. And I would love a hard mode for this game as well. That would be fantastic.
That would be awesome. Like, if they didn't actually make the game for babies, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be super awesome. But
do I think they'll do that? No.
Yeah, I agree.
Basic.
But yeah, unless you have any final comments with Pokemon Detective Pikachu or Sword and Shield.
I'm about Pokemon,
think we can move on. Nothing really caught my attention that happened this past week. I saw that Johnny Cage was introduced in Mortal Kombat 11. Did you watch the video by chance?
No, I don't even care in the slightest.
Definitely looked cool. His fatality is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to pick up Mortal Kombat 11. I really enjoy the games, but I end up playing them for about a week or two. And I suck so much that I just can't play it anymore.
Yeah.
So we'll see. That I would love I might actually go to Redbox for that game.
There you go.
That'd be the first game I will have Redboxed in an extremely long time.
I just can't get into a fighting game. There's something about it just doesn't look fun to me. And I'm just bad. So I don't want to put in the effort to get good.
Just gotcha.
Nope.
Well, that's probably going to do it for the news. Sorry, it's not as in-depth as when Garrett really goes into it. We typically rely on that man to bring all the news to us while we just sit here. And with him being super busy, I kind of had to just pull up whatever I could in the nick of time.
And I know there was a big story that we're missing, and I can't think of it. And I'm upset.
I know
that doesn't really do you any good, but I'm just speaking my mind. Maybe if I like go I'm to sorry. IGN, I'll find it really quick.
Okay. Well, I'll read some questions that we got on our Discord. And like Garrett would typically say, please join our Discord down in the description down below. And we have an Ask IOG section. Please give us any questions there. And also know you can email us at itsobviousgaming@gmail.com and give us a question there. Also ask us on Twitter with the hashtag #AskIOG so we know that you want your question read on the podcast or not. But with all that out of the way, we have our first question from trying to make sure I'm not passing a lot of people.
We got a lot.
We got very much appreciated. Okay. We have quite a bit, so let's
we don't have to do too many, you know, just whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay. I think we can get through a decent amount of these. This one is from Hazard. Hola, hermanos. Since we are all on the Apex hype train, what other legends do you think can be added to the game to make things interesting? Anyways, okay. I hope you have an organic day, you beautiful creations of life. Thank you very much, Hazard.
Thank you.
Any ideas of an interesting mechanic or anything that they could add with any other legends? I think, like you said, the...
I'm thinking jump pad.
Yeah, that's a good idea, dude.
And I'm thinking, what else? Maybe you just gain... You have a passive that you gain health all the time. You're just always gaining health.
Dude, yeah, you should write these down. Send
and
then them in.
Maybe you have an ability that maybe you...
Makes you run really fast. What about that?
Yeah, but it takes like 10% of your health, though, when you use it. Like, maybe that's a good one.
Yeah, dude, we should go tell somebody about this.
But no, seriously. I don't know. I'm typically pretty bad at being creative, but I'll try here.
I would like a pilot. I know me and Garrett talked about this a little bit.
Yeah,
I think I would love a pilot with an ability to have a jetpack boost to be able to do like a double jump.
Maybe like his jetpack could help him on like just flying around. Like maybe he can just fly farther than other characters can.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be too OP. I think that would be cool.
Not really sure what his ultimate, he could just bring down a Titan.
Yeah.
and then win the game. Or maybe whip out like a Titan weapon for his ultimate.
Yeah. His passive would be like wall running, right?
Yeah. If I don't even know what he would wall run on, but maybe he can run up stuff more. You know how you can run up a little bit? Maybe he could go like super high or something.
Yeah.
That would be cool. And then maybe he can whip out like a rocket launcher or one of those electric guns as his ultimate ability and have like a shot or two with it.
Rocket launcher is actually a good idea. There's not any rockets in the game. And I feel like, you know, that wouldn't be too overpowered just to have like maybe one or two rockets as your ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe gotcha. They even track. I don't know. Maybe that's too OP.
Yeah, let's just a homing
nuke. Kills.
Yeah. We also got a question from the Scarlet Speedster. I think this would be a better question for all the boys to answer together. I don't want to do this question a disservice by me and Jacob just effing off and answering it. But we will get to that next time. I will make a note of that, sir.
Okay.
Also, Carlos, he is asking about high school stories. Maybe we can save that for another show that we might do.
Let's save it too.
Then we have one from Bohongales. All right, guys, I've got some fucking beef, and I'm not talking about Jacob's dense ass cheeks.
Oh.
Anthem recently fully launched globally, and it turns out it suffers from the same issues other looter shooters have on launch, Destiny, Division, etc. My question is why? What do you think uniquely exists to the MMO looter shooter genre that causes devs to forget all the issues that other games had with their launches? I would like to think that art doesn't exist in a vacuum. Yes, video games are art, and Respawn recently showed that with their close to perfected take on the battle royale genre. What do you think causes these looter shooters to do so poorly on launch, and why don't these devs watch one another to learn from each other's mistakes? I'm enjoying Anthem for the gameplay, and the story isn't half bad, but goddamn, it's Destiny 1 all over again. Also, I asked nicely last week, but you're testing my kindness, boys. Don't make the anime ambassador of IOG have to send out waifu assassins to break some Nico Nico kneecaps. Watch
that?
Rising of the Shield Hero and The Promised Neverland. Keep up all the hard work, and we love you.
No,
Bojangles,
you.
I have to watch a Sword Art Online before I watch any of those.
What are Nico Nico kneecaps?
I don't know.
I have to
watch Sword Art and finish that other one that I really enjoyed but stopped watching, Darling in the Franks.
I need to watch One Punch Man. I need to watch Attack on Titan. I'm behind on that.
Dude, I cannot even tell you, Jacob, how much you would love One Punch Man. Like,
It's just a guy like punching
stuff.
Like, you're
going to love that. No, just watch the show, Jacob. There's a reason why, like, everybody loves that show.
But then
it's
I got
to
pay for Crunchyroll.
No, it's just dude. It's like five. Just watch it, dude. I think it's on Netflix, maybe. Actually, it's on Hulu or Netflix, I think. But anyways, what is the problem with these looter shooters, and why aren't they learning from each other, Jacob?
That's What's your question. Theory? I wish I had the answer, Preston.
Dude, I don't know. I thought... that after Destiny and in Division, I was like, oh, well, clearly it's happened two times in a row. It's not going to happen
again.
And
then Bungie did it again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even know. I have no answer for that. I think that's one of the first questions we've got that I'm literally like, I have no clue.
I think with BioWare, it just kind of seems like they started over. Because, like, they can't have been working on this game all this time and only have... like done what they've done so far that's in the game. I just feel like they got too ambitious. Like they got really caught up in like trying to craft a single player story and also a multiplayer looter shooter. And I don't know if that can necessarily, or if it can, that it hasn't been done yet, that it can be like, just like a, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's hard to like, see, like thread those two things together, I think. Because, yeah. Like, a problem when I was, for example, I was streaming Anthem, like, a couple weeks ago. This is one of the first nights I was playing. I was playing with a group of four people. And, you know, I was, like, I saw that I had, like, you know, dialogue I can interact with in the city. But I'm having a party chat in my ear. So, it kind of, like, defeats the purpose of me trying to engage with the story. Because this game is made to be played with other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I just feel like they spent so much time trying to like craft this world, and because they're BioWare, like they tell great single player stories, at least I've heard, you know, but I don't feel like that was really communicated well in this game. And that's just, you know, one problem. And we've talked about many of the problems with Anthem today, but I don't even know why Bungie can't get it right. You know, it's and like Anthem does feel like. Destiny 1. It really does in a lot of ways. Like, it feels pretty much as bare bones as Destiny 1. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm with you. I don't know the answer to
it. Yeah, I'm really interested to see what the Division's going to do, because I think Ubisoft has been really good about addressing problems in the first version of a game in the sequel. Yeah. So far what I've played of the Division 2, I really like, but these games have to strive in the end game. I think that's one of the biggest problems that Destiny just, it ran out of stuff to do. I think that's the biggest thing, is that they're running out of stuff to do. And I think us as players kind of have to realize that if we're into a game, we're going to, especially a game that we're enjoying or want to get through, we're going to blow through a lot of the content. And I do understand we can't like play for 40 hours and be like, well, I've played everything. Like, where the hell is the rest of it? Yeah. You know, like, I do understand that. And it's good that they're laying out timelines and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. I think Anthem has more problems than just that, because at least with Destiny, the gameplay was not the problem at all. With Destiny, the loot really wasn't that big of a problem. It was stuff to do, and they eventually remedied that with having
a problem in the Vault of Glass, because like nothing was dropping. Like, no, people were running the vault and not getting anything.
That's
kind of a problem. But okay. Just in general, like, the loot was better in Destiny 1 than I think in Anthem at its current state.
I haven't played a game since Destiny where like getting a sick drop like made, I mean, you freaking like ran around your house when the Hawkmoon dropped. Like, we haven't had a moment like that in years, you know? Or when you got the Galahorn, like, you had a freaking orgasm.
Yeah.
So it's like, we need something like that again. We need to work for something and like poop our pants. And
maybe Borderlands 3. Maybe this year it'll come out.
Maybe. But that's an excellent question, Bojangles. I wish I was smart enough to have a really good answer for that, but it is, I just think we can agree with you in saying that, yes, it's crazy that these type of games keep doing the exact same thing.
Are these type of games still viable? Does it still make sense to make this kind of game anymore, Preston? Because I feel like the multiplayer space is very dense and crowded right now.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I'm extremely interested to see how Anthem kind of pans out. I know the sales aren't very good. I've read that it's less than Andromeda, but it was still like the best-selling game in Europe, even with all of that going on. And I don't even think it included digital sales.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'll be interested to see in a few months or a year or so how it's actually doing. I don't think there's no game that is universally like praised or anything right now. Like even Destiny 2 just has just
taking a
aura around it that's just like not good, you know?
I know it's not like, doesn't mean everything, but I like to base a game success just personally off how it does on Twitch. You can't even find Destiny 2 anymore. Like it used to be always on the top of the directory on Twitch, but it's like several like rows down now. There's like maybe 1,000 people streaming it or watching it.
Yeah.
And then that's compared to like Apex that has like hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Like it seems like people are happy with Bungie right now. Like they're doing a lot of things that the community has been asking for. And they know they broke away from Activision. So everyone's like, oh, Bungie, now they're finally free to do what they want to do. But I don't know. I just question whether people have the time anymore to invest in a looter shooter like they used to, just because of all the other experiences that are out there right now.
Especially with Fortnite and Apex out right now. Those are just really, really good, solid, free experiences.
And they're taking everyone's time.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome question, Bohongalese. I promise. I swear to you, dude. I will watch those animes at some point. I fully trust your opinion on animes, except Sword Art.
Rise of Shield Hero and The Promised Neverland.
Promised Neverland.
Gotcha.
Okay, we have Merlin 420. Hello, boys. And Garrett's voice. That was a really good impression.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. How are my favorite sexy gaming gods from Hotlanta? Ooh.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I come to you with a question after hilarious realization I had tonight. I adored Spider-Man, just like you gents. I platinumed it and then dove right into Red Dead. Tonight I picked up Spidey to begin the DLCs. Only to discover you can aim your gadgets with L2. I frantically searched my memories and could not find a single one of me doing it before. So I 100%ed the main game without using L2 once. This brings me to my question. Have any of you fellas crushed through a game only to discover a game mechanic control button you didn't realize was there? P.S. I'd highly recommend those Resident Evil animated films featuring Leon, as well as the single season of the Devil May Cry anime. It's not going to knock your socks off, but it's a great fun and it'll give you a fantastic origin-ish of Dante. Keep up the amazing content, fellas. No one gets me more pumped to crush vids as you three musketeers. Thank you very much, sir. Have you ever played through a game and didn't even realize there was a mechanic in the game? Or you know what you heard what he asked.
I think when the first time I played through Kingdom Hearts, I didn't know there was a deflect, like a, you know, like something to reflect spells and shit back at enemies. So I just spent the whole game like rolling around, but I don't think that's like a big like deal, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I didn't use my L2 the whole game. Like it was just like, I think you had to actually unlock the ability too.
Yeah, I had a hard time. I think I eventually found it out, but the ability system when I was a kid, it took me forever to actually realize you had to like the AP equip system. Those.
I had no idea what it was.
Yeah. I know that has happened to me at some point. I can't remember any right now, but one of the things that's immediately coming to me is actually something Garrett did. I'm pretty sure Garrett beat Oblivion without fast traveling because he didn't know you could fast travel.
Oh my God.
So he would do a quest and like, I think that was either Garrett or another guy I went to high school with. I guess next time we're on here, I'll clarify that with Garrett. But either or, him just walked across the entire map and would like finish a quest and then have to walk all the way back across to talk to somebody else.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot. That just like doubles sounds your game awful. Time. Actually, I think it was a guy I went to high school with now that I'm thinking about it. I don't think it's Garrett, because I remember him telling me he had to steal. He like had so many bounties on his head because he was just stealing horses because he like was sick of running the entire time. But that always cracks me up. I haven't seen any of the Resident Evil animated films. I did send you and Garrett a YouTube video of that one scene of Leon and Chris like doing John Wick stuff to a bunch of zombies. I don't know if you watched that or not.
I did not.
Thanks, man. Sorry. But thanks for the recommendation and thanks for the question. This is from Georgie T66. Sorry if I got your name wrong. Hello, boys.
Boys.
Here's a quickie. Imagine you were only allowed to clear out one game from your bulging backlogs. LOL. What game would you pick and why? Keep up the great work, guys.
One game. I got a big backlog.
Yeah, I do too.
Let me pull it up real quick in my notes.
I would get rid of...
Does he mean get rid of in terms of like play it like it's done? Or like you I don't guess get just, to experience it?
Let's just clear it and then you don't even worry about it. Like it's just not a big deal to you. You don't like think like about it. You don't
feel bad about
it. Yeah, you don't feel bad about it. Yep. Yep.
One sec.
I know mine. And I actually booted it up yesterday and was about to play it, but yet again, things got in the way and I ended up not playing it. Actually, I'm not going to say this. I'm going to say Vampire.
Oh.
I really, really like Vampire and I haven't beaten it, but it's like I keep seeing the icon on my Steam page and I'm like, I need to play that game, but it's like I don't really want to. So I would love to just forget about it.
But I think I have a very similar story. I think I would choose. Oh crap! I was gonna say the wrong game. The game that I'm talking about is. Oh, what is it called? Octopath Traveler, Preston.
Oh,
I brought that game with me to Colorado. I tried to pick up where I left off. No idea what the fuck was going on, dude. I didn't remember how to do anything. I had no idea where I was on the map. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I tried to go fight some enemies. It took me like 5 to 8 minutes to kill them all. Like, I just feel like I was not playing the game right. I just feel like that game's too big and I just don't have the patience to go back and play it again. So I just think I need to just wipe that one out
from my memory. I understand, sir.
But I love that game though. Like it's so charming and I wish I could see it through. I can't do it right now.
I hear you, sir. Next question is from Kappa T. Hey guys, found your podcast a few months ago. Just wanted to thank you for the amazing podcast. It has cheered up my work days tremendously. Is there a game that has made you want to travel to that place where the game took place? Also, fun fact, Jalka means in Finnish, foot. Anyways, great greetings from Finland. So,
that's why I picked it.
That's a great fun fact. Is there a game that has made you want to travel to that place? Jacob,
what's your three?
Ooh, yeah, dude, I would
love that world.
I would go live in Skellige minus all the creatures there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to stay there too long. Like, I would want to just go and maybe for a day, maybe. I definitely don't want to like live like that.
For sure.
But just like visiting the world, you know, I think Witcher is a great option. I want to say like Cyberpunk, but we haven't played the game, so I just like the Cyberpunk setting. I mean that's an easy one for me. I just retire in WoW. If I could just be like a little common villager, you know, go to work every day, go chop my wood in the world of WoW, in the forests of Elwynn, Preston, that would be the life, I tell you.
Sounds great. The place I would go, actually, I can go, and I hope one day I have the chance to go there. I would love to go to Tokyo, where Persona 5 takes place.
Interesting.
I think just running around in a Shinjin Academy or Shoujin, I forget what it's called, but just around that area, just going through the alleyways, going through the marketplace and the subways and stuff. I just would love to experience an actual place like that.
What would your persona
at some
be?
Point in my life? My persona? It'd probably be that giant toilet guy. probably. But
yeah, you are a real piece of shit.
Yeah. That's probably where I would go. And then Skyrim as well. I think Skyrim would be
that's a good one.
Pretty sick. I would love to just have a cabin in a Whiterun. Or a solitude. Just a nice house and solitude, dude. Yeah. That sounds like the life right there. Sounds
what about
like the life.
Red Dead Redemption 2. Is that too much?
I don't think I'd like that.
What if you just visited for a horse ride, maybe?
Yeah.
Just to
maybe.
See the countryside.
Maybe in St. Denis. Just Saint for a Denis. Little bit. Yeah, St. Denis. Run around there for a little bit. But I'd be scared of getting shot by a crazy man wearing a bear head at some point.
But you're not scared of like just a feral bear in the mountains of Skyrim just eating your face off?
No, I'm chilling in solitude or Whiterun. I'm good.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not just hanging out in the woods there, for sure. You gotta be careful. That's the problem, is a lot of video games, there's stuff you have to kill. It makes it hard. That's why I think Tokyo is one of the first ones that pops out, is I don't have to worry about some bear or creature killing me out of the middle of nowhere out there.
So, I have another one. Any of the Pokemon worlds, be awesome to be a real Pokemon trainer.
Yes. I agree with that. Speaking of Pokemon, from Bohongalays yet again, boys, slap my ass and call me Sally. Please, it's my kink. We got a effin' Gen 8 reveal, Pokemon Sword and Shield for late 2019. It's looking like a good old typical Pokemon formula from that reveal trailer so far. One thing that seems to be missing from the Let's Go titles was seeing the overworld Pokemon, which is understandable when there are 800 Pokemon to render. I love the Galar region and its European inspiration. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it looks like the Switch runs it very well. I have to say, I'm very excited. With that ramble out of the way, what do you guys want to see in this title? Any deviations from the normal formula that would interest you? Are you down for strapping on some 10-year-olds running shoes and training some animals to fight to the death? Love you all. And watch Rising of the Shield Hero and the Promised Neverland. Will do. We might have talked about this a little bit earlier, but
yeah, it's a shame
really,
we didn't do this earlier.
Yeah, I should have. My bad. Should have been more prepared. But is there any one thing that you really just hope is in this game? I said I really want to control the camera. That's all I want.
I want them to really do a lot of post-game content. I don't know what that would be. Like, I know they've done some stuff in the past. Like, for example, Sun and Moon, they had like all the, what were those things called? Like the island deities, I think they were. Okay. You could go around and catch those like you could sort of like legendaries in past games. And then there's like the Pokemon Tower. They've done stuff like that in the League and whatnot. Yeah. And then there's always the online component, but I don't know. I've always wanted something more like maybe even like a like an online rank system for the battling, like that could be cool.
Okay. I like that.
Just something to keep like someone like me that's not like huge into the online battling, like just, you know, randomly with people. Just something that would keep me invested into the game longer, because usually I just play through it once and that's it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I want to move the camera and I want it to be harder. So if those two things were there, I'd be completely fine with it.
Gosh, can that be the last one? I need to go to bed.
Yep. Yeah, that is the last one. We have one more question from Comatose. We'll get to that next week. I think that'll be a good question for all of us to discuss. But that'll do it for the It's Obvious podcast. Again, we greatly appreciate everybody that tunes in every single week. Sorry again, we were not here last week, but hopefully that will not be the case in the future. Please again check our description down below. Follow us on our social media pages. Please subscribe to the channel. Be sure to like this video. Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts as well. Leave us a review and follow us on our Discord channel. We really appreciate everybody on there. We have some excellent discussions and 100% of the people on there are really cool dudes and gals.
Really so, cool gamers.
Really cool gamer people. But I think that'll do it for episode 192. Jacob, I really enjoyed talking to you. Just me and you.
I haven't talked to you in a while. You know, it was nice catching up with you, seeing what you've been playing. It was a good chat.
Absolutely. I agree. Definitely a longer podcast than I thought it was going to be with just the two of us.
So, yeah. How long was it?
It's about an hour and 30, maybe a little bit longer. Maybe some change.
I got an hour 40 on my Audacity.
Yeah. So I know nice. We might've started it a little bit early. I'm not sure. But, anyways, yeah. Any closing messages, Jacob?
Or that'll do it. Just, I'm still streaming on Facebook. Follow me, Jalka27, and all my socials is the same thing. So if you want to see me play games and, you know, actually talk to one of us hosts, then I'm right there. So come follow me.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, I think that'll do it. And we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.